And greeting one another with the peace of Christ this morning. Peace, brother.
Good morning, Calvary. Want a taste of heaven? For $8, you can have a taste of heaven. This is our cookbook. It's finally here. Recipe book. All right, the newsletters are still outside. If you haven't got one, want one to read. I am Mary Stowers' son. My name is Jamie Stowers, the husband of Robin. Anyway, the welcome cards are here, if you would please, if you're new, to fill out the prayer requests or praise reports, which is a very important both. And if a prayer has been answered that you've had on the prayer chain, please give us the answer so we can erase it off of our list and give praise to God. Amen. Salty service. Anything you've done for anybody outside of the church, help the neighbor, even let somebody in traffic. It all counts. It's all good. As long as you say praise God and God bless. All right, we're accepting the gift cards for the children's home. This is the last Sunday up till the 15th. Betty will be going down on the 15th. The 15th is too late. Gift cards are definitely welcomed for the children's home. We want to make these poor lost children feel some love. The Christmas Eve service is at 7 p.m. Envelopes for next year's tithes, monetarial tithes and offerings is in the hallway. Stumbling through here. All right, the entertainment books are still for sale. The last day for the entertainment books. Great Christmas present for that person you don't know what to get. The year-around need. And this month, they're collecting Kleenexes and sanitary wipes. Also, year-round, don't forget, they can always use socks, underwear, sweatpants, or gym pants. And I believe Miss Robin Stowers has an announcement.
Okay, this is pertaining to our progressive dinner. Due to various bumps on our road to 2016, we must cancel the progressive dinner. But it's going to be a fun night. However, we will still be having the candlelight service here at the church. And we all like to eat, so there is going to be snacks here and finger foods. Drinks will be provided here at the church at 10:30. So come on out at 10:30. Nancy, what? Yes, anyone that's coming, it would be greatly appreciated if you would bring a snack or a finger food. Drinks will be provided. And we will have a time of gathering and fellowship and munching. And then we will come into the sanctuary with Pastor Esther and bring in the new year together. So please, if you feel comfortable coming out at night and driving, if you need a ride, just let me or Jamie know and we'll make sure that you get here. So thank you, Calvary.
Bob Seymour. Christmas cards are in the hallway. There is a box there. I believe it's alphabetized with your last name. So if you just look under that letter, you should be able to find any Christmas cards that your family has left there for you. All righty, let's have the Dillon family come forward. The Banks. It says Dillon. Oh, Dillon Banks. Dillon Banks family, please come forward.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Jesus is near, despite the busyness, the pressure, and the assault of our senses that so often passes for Christmas. We have the promise of Scripture that Jesus is near. When the shopping drains us physically and the spending drains us financially, and when we forget which party we're supposed to attend on which day, and when we think we can't stand to hear rocking around the Christmas tree one more time, then we will remember to rejoice. And again, rejoice. And we will light a candle to help us remember that Jesus is near. The peace of God will keep us in Christ Jesus. Rise with me in saying, all come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to page 399, we'll sing Take My Life and Let It Be.
Thank you.
We'll turn to number 883 for our affirmation of faith. We are not alone. We live in God's world.
We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Today. Maybe I'll sit right here. Okay, there we go. How many of you have had a party before? You have? I want you to tell me what goes into making a party. What do you have to do to have a party?
Put the balloons up.
That's decorating. Decorating is a very important part of having a party, Bradley? Bring your family. It depends on who's invited. Now, do you invite everybody to a party? No? Who do you invite then?
I invite my grandma, my cousins. I have 8 cousins.
You have 8 cousins, and you invite your cousins and your grandma? Uh-huh.
Everyone in my family.
Everyone in your family comes to your party. What about some of your friends from school or something like that? Would they come to your party? Okay. They don't know your mom too well. Okay.
Some of my friends come over for my birthday party.
Some of your friends came over to your birthday party. Wow, that sounds like a good party. Now, where did you have this party? You had it at the park. That's a good place for a party.
It was a wooden park.
A wooden park? Okay. I don't know what that means. Oh, it has wooden playground equipment. Oh, okay. The playground park. Okay.
At Universal.
You had your party at Universal? So you had rides at your party, didn't you? You had lots of games and rides and things like that to do.
And
yeah. And there's a water slide. Yeah. Cool. Those are cool parties. Now, the church is going to have a party, too, in a few weeks. Do you know what kind of party I'm talking about? It's a different kind of party. What kind of party, Maddie?
Oh, I know.
What's that?
It's a special party.
It is. We celebrate Jesus' birthday coming up. And what do we do to prepare for that party? It's a different kind of party, so I want you to tell me what we do. What do, Maddie?
We pray to him.
We pray to him? Okay. Prayer is a good thing to do to prepare, Bradley. And then you... Do what now? We get our family so he can bless them. Family time is very important during this party that we have, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good time for family to get together and celebrate at the same time. What about you, Zachary? What do you think we need to do for this party? Prepare for this party? Let Jesus bless you. Those are all good ways to get ready for that party. We celebrate Jesus' birthday, and one of the ways we do that is by coming to church. We have a Christmas Eve service on December the 24th at 7 o'clock, where we usher in the birth of Jesus. And it's a very special worship service. It's going to be very nice, and I hope you can make it on Christmas Eve. And we pray, as Maddie pointed out and you all pointed out, we ask Jesus to bless you and bless your families. And who's invited to this party of Jesus?
Everybody,
that's right. It's not just for our family and friends, is it? It's for everybody. You got that right. Parties for Jesus include everybody. And all means all, right? Right. That's right. And we are so grateful to God for this wonderful gift that He shared with us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. We thank You for this wonderful gift, dear God, that we look forward to celebrating with You coming up on Christmas. Help us to prepare our hearts and lives by how we live in preparing for Your coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Would you like some candy? You're welcome. Offering. If I could get the ushers to come forward for our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. You have given us so many good gifts, dear God, especially the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to celebrate Him in our hearts, not only in our hearts, but also in our lives by what we give. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Share with you that we had services for Gloria Cox this last weekend, and on Friday, as a matter of fact. And I was not there because I was at a doctor's appointment, and I would certainly covet your prayers for some minor, very minor surgery I'm going to have on my eyes in a week or so to hopefully keep my eyes from getting worse than they already are. But I would appreciate your prayers for that. Are there any other prayers that we need to share this morning, Megan? Your cousin is, your friend's cousin is going into surgery for his leg. Okay, thank you, Megan. Okay. For a 7-month-old baby having heart surgery at Children's Hospital. Yes. Rhonda? Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you. I appreciate that. Barbara? All right, yeah. Children's program with Santa. Mm-hmm. a mystery visitor. Who could that be? Okay, Saturday coming up. There's a breakfast. There's a breakfast on Saturday. Yeah, with the children's time beginning at 10:30 and 11 with the mystery visitor. All right, thank you, Barbara. Let's go to God in prayer by enjoying some time of quiet and silence, just centering ourselves, closing your eyes, taking a couple of deep breaths, and trying to block out even the sound of my voice and hear God's voice. And when you feel called to do so, lift up your prayers and praises to God this morning. Come, Lord Jesus, come into this world and break it open for your love. Come into this world and remove the violence from our hearts. Take the weapons from our hands and open our arms to embrace one another. Take the malice from our hearts and replace it with your undying and unconditional love. Take the fear from our minds and replace it with the assurance that your presence is always with us. Remove the barriers that we have built up that keep us separated from one another. Restore the bridges we have torn down that have joined us together. Come, Lord Jesus, remind us that in you we are one people, one body. Come, Lord Jesus, remind us that in you all our hope is found. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And teach us, O God, to live it as we pray together the prayer you taught by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Turn in your hymnals to number 246.
Is it on?
We have three different scriptures to read this morning. The first one is from Isaiah 12, 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name and make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. And the crowds ask him, what then should we do? In reply, he said to them, whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, teacher, what should we do? He said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what should we do? He said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages. As the people were filled with expectation, and all their questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The living word of God for the people of God.
Thank you. Just kidding, I'm George Clooney. I'm very proud of the youth. The past several weeks they've been working hard on these skits, get the timing down, the dramedy, the comic parts and drama parts, and the only thing they get for this is your laughter and your applause, so feel free to be generous with it. They'll stop and start over if they need to, but that's or if you don't want to give them applause and laughter, you could give them $12 each.
From each person.
All right, I'm pausing here for a moment. We're waiting on someone. So what do you call people that are afraid of Santa Claus? Claustrophobic. That's the kind of genius stuff you're going to be hearing in the next couple of minutes. All right. Well, okay, we have to begin now. Now it'll be the youth presenting their Christmas skits for you. Thank you. Yes.
Mary, you have found a favor with God, and now you conceive of the bear the Son. You call his name Jesus. He will be great. It will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne and his sister, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there be no end.
Hello, I'm Jabari Hunter.
Hello, I'm Thomas Zhang.
I'm Matthew Bonner.
I'm Megan Keir.
And this is our youth joke-off, part one. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? A cookie sheet.
So how did Scrooge win the football game? The ghost of Christmas past.
What is the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the regular alphabet? Noel.
What do monkeys sing at Christmas time? Jungle Bell, Jungle Bells.
What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? Tinselitis.
Why did they ask the turkey to join the band? He had drumsticks.
What did the salt say to the pepper? Season's greetings.
What did the bomb man say when you got him a comb for Christmas? Thanks, I will never part with it.
Why wasn't the turkey hungry at Christmas time? Well, he was stuffed.
If athletes get athlete's foot, what do astronauts get? Mistletoe.
What is a parent's favorite Christmas carol? Silent Night.
You better get spruced up if you're going to sell Christmas trees.
What language does Santa Claus speak? North Polish.
Where does Santa Claus go swimming? The North Pole.
A baby cried his newborn cry, wrapped in swaddling clothes so torn, on that holy night so long ago, when Jesus Christ was born. Three wise men saw the shining star, and followed to where it led. They found the baby Jesus lying in a manger bed.
He was born our Lord and Savior. He is with us every day. He listens to our every word, and so to him I pray. Bless all this season with warmth and love, and fill their hearts with peace of a snow-white dove. Amen.
Oh, what a joyous time to sing of shining star and newborn king, of shepherds, angels, and wise men too. But don't forget, the Christ child grew. Yes, a baby was, 'tis true. But more than that, he died for you. The stable and manger are naught but loss. Should we forget Golgotha's cross? It's all too easy to leave him there. The dear baby, Jesus, in Mary's care. Many would rather he'd stayed. Then he needn't be reckoned with nor obeyed. A holy night, so calm, so bright, yet in Gethsemane, no balm that night. In a lonely manger upon the hay, in a borrowed tomb, our Savior lay. Nativity scene was just the beginning of salvation's plan, God's love transcending. More than a babe in swaddling clothes, he over death and the grave arose. And coming to Bethlehem, he foreknew that he must die for me and you. to save our souls from sin and shame. That is why Emmanuel came. For Christmas is an Easter story. Bethlehem, our pride. Calvary, his glory. But pray we never forget to proclaim Christmas and Easter, one and the same.
Are your spending habits out of control? No matter how many times you've tried to quit, do you still find yourself reaching for that one last sale? That final purchase? You've tried everything. Weekend clinics, seminars, chewing gum. But nothing is powerful enough to get rid of that overwhelming desire to shop till you drop. Even the warning on your credit card that reads, "Overuse of this product is hazardous to your wealth," just isn't enough to deter you from trying to purchase the entire sportswear department at Macy's. And now with the holidays upon us, you're afraid you're going to be able to stand up to the temptation of all the pre-Christmas sales, Christmas Eve markdowns, and after-Christmas clearances. After all, you are only human. Well, my friend, don't dismay, because I'm here to tell you there's hope. You've heard of motion sickness patches and nicotine patches. Well, there's the shopper's patch. Simply place it behind your ear, like this. And it'll get those shopping urges back under control. With the shopper's patch, you'll be able to drive away from a mall without having to rent a trailer bed for your purchases. You'll be able to let a store manager lock up at closing time without calling security to pry your hands from the door. Your creditor will be able to deliver those February deferred billing statements to your house by parcel post instead of by crane. And for you more serious shoppers, try the supersized shopper's patch. Whatever your needs, we have a shopper's patch size just for you. So remember, the shopper's patch. Don't enter a mall without it.
Comedy skit, part two. How do Santa and Mrs. Claus travel? On an icicle built for two.
Why will Santa go down your chimney on Christmas Eve? Because it suits him.
Why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho.
When Santa has a barn dance, what does he call it? A ho, ho down.
What do you call an elf who sings? A rapper.
What do elves have to learn before they can read? The alphabet.
If Santa rides in a sleigh, what do elves ride in? Minivans.
Who made toy guitars and sing Blue Christmas? Elvis.
What does a reindeer do when he has an upset stomach? Takes an Alka-Seltzer.
Which reindeer was known for his bad manners? Rudolph.
What do you call a reindeer who wears earmuffs? Anything you want, he can't hear you.
If a reindeer lost his tail, where can he get a new one? A retail store. This is the closest you get to the store?
How much closer do you want?
Well, Joe, it'd be nice if we were in the same zip code.
Can I help it if the store's crowded tonight? We'll just have to park here and walk back.
I hope you brought a canteen.
Don't be so dramatic, Esther. Not that far away.
Are you kidding? By the time it gets to the store, they're having their after Christmas sale. Hey, in their place over there?
Yeah, but the people in that other car saw it first.
So our car is bigger.
Shopping brings out the best in you, Esther.
What was that over there?
Over where?
Back from the store. The empty air. There aren't any cars parked there.
Of course not. That's the sidewalk.
Well, is it not the parking overnight? Besides, the sign says no bicycles or skateboard. It doesn't say anything about Chevys.
Wait a minute. Do you see that guy standing by that blue car?
Yeah, what about him?
I think he's stealing it.
You're kidding.
He looks awfully suspicious.
Well, let's see if he can get any closer.
Why? To get his description for the police?
No, to make sure we get his parking face when he pulls out.
You're cold, woman Esther.
Well, look, when you had done as much thing I have over the years, you learned to survive. Anyway, all I want is a decent parking spot. Is that too much to ask?
But shouldn't we call the police?
They got better things to do than find us a parking space.
I mean to report that guy.
They have to jump him down here, and when they are going to park. Besides, look, he's walking away.
I guess he figured if he had to give up that great of a parking space, it wasn't worth stealing the car.
Well, isn't that in space over there?
You're right. It is. It is. It's a little tight, but I think we can squeeze in. How am I doing on your side?
You got about an inch to spare. Wait, make it two. You just peel off our side molding. How about your side?
It's close, but I'm making it. Yes, yes, perfect. Okay, now, you can get out.
How? Through the window? I can't even open my door.
You're never satisfied, are you, Esther? Alright, look, this is it. One more trip around this place, and then we're going home. If I don't find a parking space, that's it. Adios, au revoir, arrivederci, sayonara, hasta la vista, baby.
Are you giving that easily?
I have to. There's not that much tread left on the tires.
Wait, I think I see one, yes. That one, look, over there.
Well, I don't believe it. You're right, there is an empty parking space, and it's right smack in front of the store. This is amazing. After all our driving around in circles, fender fighting cars over premium spaces, and trying to squeeze into compact parking spaces, we finally found one. And it's a beauty at that. Right up here by the store's entrance. We couldn't have asked for a better space. This is it. This is great. We're so close. This is almost as good as valet parking. Well, come on. We've got Christmas shopping to do.
Dear?
Yes, Esther?
The store just closed.
La 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 la. Me 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 me.
On the first day.
La 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 la.
Me 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 me.
On the first day. Psst. Hey hey, Miss K Porterfield. Fran the man's birthday is on May 12th. Thank you very much.
for Christmas, candy, candy canes, caroling, cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cocoa, Christmas cards.
H is for hugs, happiness, Hallmark, hippopotamuses, ho-ho-hos, Hanukkahs, hymns, and hers, Harry, hark, you know, the herald angel sings.
R is for reindeers, Rudolph, wrapping paper, Reese, Rolexes, raisin cookies.
I for ice, icicles, ice, and igloos.
Company parties, church, Christmas carols.
As I was saying, I is for ice. Ice is for icicles.
Cheer.
In the Russians, in the inclusion, irritation.
S is for stockings, silent night, snow, snowballs, snow cones, snowflakes, snowmen. C is also for confectionaries, cotton candy, calendars, cool contemporary casual clothes.
T is for treats, trees, and trimming.
Corvette, Cadillac, Concord, chrysanthemums.
T, turkey, tinsel, train.
Chili, coats.
M is for Mary, as in Merry Christmas, also as in Mary, as in Mary, Mother of Jesus. And M is also for manger. M is also for meat, as in I'll meet you at Burrito Brothers for lunch. M is also for mail, as in send me a Christmas card in the mail. Additionally, M is for M, for Mr., as in Mr. Spock, Captain Kirk wants you to beam me down to a distant planet. M is also for money, as in...
C is for colander, crosswords, candles. C is for...
A for apple pie, Amazon.com, antlers, airplanes, automobiles, aunts and uncles.
Coca-Cola Classic. Coke Zero, Cherry Coke, and vanilla Coke. Celery. Shh. Stockings. Silent night. Snow. Snowballs. Snow cones. Snowflakes. Snowmen. However you spell it, C H R I S T M A S. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
To do a video, but I think I'd rather give it at another time when we can have some time to look at the video. It's about the district emphasis on homelessness. So Bob, just save that video. We're going to do it at another time, and maybe we should prepare to have our closing song.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to page 240.
Thank you.
like the young people and their leader, Fran and Tracy, to come out with me so that you may greet them. I think these are fine young people, and Fran did a wonderful job preparing them for this. They did excellent. They did excellent. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, be with you now and always. When you leave this place, go in the knowledge of His love and grace. Go in peace. Amen. Amen. All right, come on. Here you go first. Here you go.